Tom Beal here at the halfway point of the morning walk. It is a beautiful hot day, and as the question poses to you, are you happy? And this question has a backstory for me. So when I was 20 years old, I was working in a factory called Gorbel. No, it wasn't Gorbel. What the heck was it called? I'm drawing a blank. My friend's family owns Gorbel. It wasn't Gorbel. It was in Farmington. And I'm drawing a blank on what the heck the name of that factory was. And I also was working at the Eastview Mall and working at Merry-Go-Round. Who remembers Merry-Go-Round, that store, like a hip-hop type of store? So I was working there, and while I'm on the weekend working at Merry-Go-Round, a Marine Corps recruiter comes by, and he asks a question. And for those who know me a long time, I've always been happy, but he asked this question, are you happy? And I said, you know what? I'm generally a happy guy, but I'm really not that happy. I'm working the 3 to 11 shift, and I'm working sometimes in the morning before I go there, and sometimes I'll work the shift after, so like 11 till 7 in the morning, and basically sleeping and working, and then working at Merry-Go-Round kind of to get more other than just working in that factory. And I said, you know what? I'm not that happy. He said, do you like to travel? I said, I love to travel. He's like, did you play any sports? I said, I wrestled. He's like, how would you like to wrestle around the world and wrestle for the Marine Corps travel? And I said, man, that'd be great. Little did I know, those were kind of over-promise and under-deliver type of sales strategies. But it was enough for me to go in and talk to the Marine Corps recruiter. And then a few weeks later, actually go to Paris Island, January of 1993, for Marine Corps boot camp. And waking up in that scenario, like, what the heck did I get myself into? This was more than I had ever imagined. It was tough, a very, very tough 3 months, to say the least. But the question all came back to that question that the Marine Corps recruiter asked me, are you happy? And think about that, you know, when you're honest with yourself, are you happy in your personal life, in your professional life? On a scale of 0 to 5, general happiness, where would you rate yourself right now? There's no right, there's no wrong answer. It's just you internally, where do I stand? 0 to 5, how happy am I? And then get more specific in your different areas of life, health-wise, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. On a scale of 0 to 5, how happy am I? Relationship-wise, my key relationships, each of them, 0 to 5, how happy am I in them? My financial situation, scale of 0 to 5, how happy am I with my financial situation? And then the good news is you don't have to sign a 4-year, 6-year contract with the government and be in the Marine Corps or anything like that. You can make a change with yourself and start exploring some possibilities to increase your happiness personally and professionally, to increase your happiness in your health, to increase the happiness in your key relationships, and to increase the happiness related to your financial capacity. You don't have to do something radical like I did, but you can just set the intention to say, you know what? I'm going to be honest with myself and say, I'm not leading a life I'm capable of in this particular area. I know I have much more potential. It's time for me to tap into and explore how to unleash that potential. And one of the avenues that you have right here is, yes, I provide this value to you on a regular basis, but I also have my app, The Simplifier, where I help you simplify this journey of life, help you make the most of it. There is so much value in there. I have people all the time reaching out saying, wow, this changed my trajectory, this particular training that you have in there. And it's not all from just me. I have other friends in there that are doing trainings as well, who are experts in their own fields. So go to thesimplifier.com, register for the free app, and go explore how to raise your happiness levels in each of those areas. I hope all is well. I look forward to chatting with you soon. Until next time, make today great.